The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Wednesday, May 11, 2022. The Pan American Health Organization manages the donation of medical supplies to Cuba in support of the emergency created by the explosion of the Saratoga Hotel, which occurred last Friday in this capital, as was disclosed by the said organization. According to a statement, Cuba has covered all the demands required in the health services involved in this situation, so that such contribution, above all, will allow to replace a part of the supplies used. Likewise, technical cooperation from page OWHO was immediately made available to the national health system. After the unfortunate accident, Dr. Carissa Etienne, director of PHO, expressed to the Minister of Public Health, Dr. Jose Angel Portal, her feelings of solidarity with the Cuban people and her condolences to the families of the deceased, the report noted. To date, the island's authorities report 42 deaths and 96 injuries. For the second consecutive day, Cuba reported figures of less than 100 positive for the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which causes COVID-19, this time 96, for a total of 104,206 confirmed since March 2020. One person died as a result of the disease for a total of 8,529 deaths, while 464 patients remain active in hospitals. In the last few hours, 142 discharges were granted, with which a total of 1,095,154 people have recovered from the disease, detailed the Ministry of Health. The Venezuela Evangelical Dialogue Forum expressed its solidarity with the people of Cuba as a result of the human losses caused by the explosion that occurred last Friday at the Saratoga Hotel in Havana. Through a statement, pastors and leaders of churches and evangelical Venezuelan organizations sent a message of condolence and support to the families of the victims missing and injured in the accident. Our prayers for the families of the victims and injured, for the fire and rescue teams, for the volunteers and the government, so that our God may give them strength, wisdom, and provide the necessary resources to help all those affected, said the official of the Evangelical Forum. The incident occurred in the morning hours of Friday when a tanker truck with liquefied gas was serving the facilities. A few minutes after the explosion, which affected about five floors of the building on both sides, the president of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, appeared at the scene accompanied by other authorities. The Cuban government emphasized that their priority is to extract the people who remain under the rubble, as well as to attend to the victims, the families, and homes affected by the incident. And in the international agenda, we have that the president of Bolivia, Luis Arce, will be absent from the 9th Summit of the Americas, considering it an exclusive meeting that does not represent the values of his country and the needs of the region. Consistent with the principles and values of the plurinational state of Bolivia, I reaffirm that a summit of the Americas that excludes American countries will not be a full summit of the Americas, and if the exclusion of sister nations persists, I will not participate in it, the president wrote on his Twitter profile. The United States, host country of the meeting, decided to exclude Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela from it under the argument that they are nations where democratic rights are violated. Washington's disposition generated the rejection of leaders and governments of the continent and international organizations such as the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States and the Caribbean Community. The Bolivian president added to his arguments that his country bases its international relations on people's diplomacy with inclusion, solidarity, complementarity, respect for sovereignty, self-determination, and collective construction of the culture of dialogue and peace. Meanwhile, the hunger strike of teachers in the public education system in Ecuador reaches its ninth day today with the support of numerous social organizations in the country. The protest, which began on May 3, is taking place in the cities of Quito and Guayaquil with the participation of teachers and representatives of neighborhood, student, and women's groups. The objective of the action is to demand from the Constitutional Court a ruling in favor of the reforms to the Organic Law of Intercultural Education, approved by the National Assembly, and against the presidential veto of the regulations. The regulation includes a salary increase for teachers, as well as the payment of retirement incentives, among other benefits. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.